Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing, and communicating universal knowledge as a channel of the universe. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Thank you. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, just wonderful. It's 110 degrees out there, but
Oh, you can have it. I'm sorry. It sounds awfully hot.
It really is awfully hot. Been that way for 3 days now, but we're surviving it very well.
Yeah, I wondered how you were coping.
Well, you have to realize that the reason for it is because God has to take care of the whole planet. So he's the one who sends out the orders to the trees and the leaves and everything, and we're the people who have to learn how to live with it.
No, that's true.
That's the best way to live with it, is not to complain about it, but to see that you take care of everything you have in a timely manner so that everything stays well and good and you can keep going forward. A call came in yesterday after the show, or the last show we had, and the man said, "I have enjoyed your show because you are so," this is so funny, "you are so old-fashioned and straightforward."
you are straightforward, and I guess today people call that old-fashioned. I don't know why they would call it old-fashioned, except that, you know, a lot of the older ways make more sense and are really very simple, and we can complicate things so easily in our fast-paced lives of today.
But I was really impressed by that, and I thanked him. I said, "Thank you. That makes me feel very good." And it don't make me feel old at all. I'm still crowding 19, and I'm going to stay there.
There you go. That sounds good. Well, I'm not surprised that he said that, Ada Marie. I think it really is a compliment that suits you.
Yeah, I took it as a compliment because he was very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he enjoyed the show because it wasn't full of paste.
Right. Well, we talk about topics that I think are of interest to our listeners.
Everybody.
And you're very frank with callers. You give them sound advice. You provide answers to their questions. They're usually pleased, but you can't please everybody all the time. Sometimes they don't want to hear what you have to say.
That's right. But if I don't say it, I couldn't live with myself.
No, you're not going to tell anything
that's
given. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have a couple callers on the line, and we will get to you, area code 850 and 702, so hang in there. We're going to talk a little bit about the human experience today, and one of the parts of that we're going to talk about is the issue of self-esteem and how important that is to enjoying the human experience. Wouldn't you say that's the case, Ada Marie?
That's the case exactly. Your self-esteem is what propels you to move forward, to invent, to do things that are good and positive and help other people as well as yourself. Self-esteem is a very big part of our existence and our life.
One of the things I especially liked hearing you say, which I wouldn't have thought of myself, was that it moves us forward so that, among other things, we can be of help to other people.
Right.
That's a wonderful way of raising self-esteem and getting out of oneself. Particularly if you're feeling depressed, it's a wonderful way to make yourself feel better by helping somebody else, and they help you too.
Well, if, just after the phone hung up yesterday, a lady who had been very depressed and having great trouble, a young woman, and her neighbor that lived next to her, they're in an apartment complex, was ill, and she hadn't seen him, so she knocked on the door and went in, and he was very sick, and she called 911 right away.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and administered to him, and the guy told her, he said, if you'd have called an hour from now, he'd have been dead.
Wow.
And she called me up, and she said, you know, Mother, I really feel good because I took it upon myself to check on somebody, and it was a necessary thing, and I wasn't being bad about it. I called right away, and he's going to be okay.
That's wonderful. And I'm going to get a little bit off topic, but talk about something else similar to what you just mentioned. I think it's very important that when we think of somebody, that we recognize that's a vision, if you will. It's part of our intuition, and we
right.
should call that person because they may be in trouble or they may just need a kind word. And there'll come a time when you think about somebody and they're not here anymore, and by then it's too late to reach out to them.
I agree with you.
In a sense.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because if you wait, it's not going to do you any good except bring sorrow. So if you act on it immediately, you could save somebody, just like she saved that man.
Right.
That was a great thing. And he had, according to him, he had no relatives, but according to the whoever the nurse was that came back to get some paperwork out of his drawer, she said, he does have a sister, so my daughter felt better then.
Mm, yeah, sure.
You know, he just wasn't good. They probably were on outs about something, you know.
Yeah. No,
and maybe he has to get sick to have her come back and be part of his life.
Yeah, you never know. Sometimes it takes something drastic like that
right.
to happen to propel somebody into action. Well, getting back to self-esteem, what are some of the ways that we can raise our self-esteem? Because it seems to me that a lot of people just don't recognize their own worth.
Well, they don't. And the only way that you can raise your self-esteem is to look in the mirror and say, I like you. I appreciate you. And what you did for so-and-so was very, very wonderful. And they really appreciate it, even if they don't know how to say thank you. You have to know that if God took you to get that thing done, he trusted you to go and help that person, didn't he? Or you wouldn't have heard it.
Absolutely. Now, and caller 334, you're caller number 3. We will get to you. We're currently talking about self-esteem. Sorry about the digression. Was there something else you wanted to say about that?
No, I want to say that it is true. It's the self-esteem from the heart is what propels us through life to do good to ourselves and to do good to others. Because people who be mean to themselves don't have any self-esteem, or they wouldn't treat themselves like that, would they?
No, that's right. And they fall prey to all kinds of problems like drugs and alcohol and
yeah.
Some of the other things that can even make them feel worse in the long
run. Right.
You know,
right.
It's funny how that works. It's a shame. But the point is that anybody can lift themselves up. And we could say the answer is very simple, turn to God. And of course, God is the greatest antidote to whatever. But sometimes we need to take some baby steps towards reaffirming our belief in God.
That's right. A lot of people don't realize that. And my son did a thing for somebody a while back. He was working with this guy, and Clint said in the job, he said, "Well, I thank God we got this finished." And he said, "Why would you do that?" He said, "My mother said every time you complete something that you've worked hard at, you need to thank him for it because he's been there to help you."
Yeah.
"Haven't you ever done anything and had to work at it?" He said, "Well, I did it." He said, "No, you didn't do it. You had the help of God to do it." And that gave that man a whole new lease on life. He looked at things completely different.
I'm sure. And I don't know that that's necessarily connected to self-esteem, but to count your blessings and acknowledge that to a power greater than yourself, I mean, that's a great way to lift yourself out of the doldrums.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe when you can see more clearly, you can work on issues like self-esteem.
Right, right.
Because I think it's important to have clear sight in order to do that. You have to.
Well, you do have to. You know, sometimes people get around others who are so down and so negative that pretty soon it starts rubbing off if they don't get away and say, "That's not me."
That's right. Absolutely. People, places, and things.
Right.
Area code 702, you're the fourth caller. We will get to you. We're currently talking about self-esteem. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
No, I think we said quite a bit, and I think people realize that it works that way, the way that it works.
Sure. And if any of the callers want to add anything, or if you want to have Ada Marie talk about another topic later in the show, we will certainly have time for that. I think right now we might as well go to the phone lines. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we just lost one of the callers, but this is area code 850. You're live. What is your question and what is your first name?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello. My question is...
Hi.
My question is, I've been applying for a part-time job, and I was wondering if you see that coming. I already have a full-time, but I need a part-time job to supplement my finance, so.
Did you catch that, Ada Marie?
Yes, I did catch it, and yes, she can have that part-time job, but she has to remember to take care of herself in the meantime. And by that, I mean getting enough rest and being able to be on a happy job that's harmonious and peaceful. So,
yeah. hopefully that part-time will be a happy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been able to sleep at night, so it's hard.
You haven't been able to sleep. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Well, when you can't sleep at night, it's because you haven't had a chat with God. You have to have a chat with him.
That's right.
When you get in bed, you just lay down and say, yeah.
I
can
pray
anything to him. Well, talk to him. Talk to him. I talk to him out loud. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
I'll fall asleep. Well, that's the best thing to do. If
well,
you
I've
talk
been praying.
To him, you'll, the next day you'll find out you've done something good.
Oh, really?
So please have a talk.
Do you see a part-time?
Okay.
Do you see a part-time job coming in for her soon, Ada Marie?
Yes, in about a week and a half.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's great.
Will it be the job that she just applied for?
It could be because it's not far from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is not. That's correct. It's not far at all. About
right. It'll
probably,
be. It's very close.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
yeah,
about
so
five
you'll
blocks.
Probably get it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
That'd be good.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to keep praying and keep talking.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Keep chatting with him. He'll always respond and give you an answer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sheila.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
honey.
You so
Have
much.
Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
Sorry to cut you off, Sheila. I don't know about you, Ada Marie. I think I know the answer to this. But I sure appreciate it when somebody expresses gratitude. There are a lot of people that take things for granted and don't let you know how much they appreciate what it is that you do for them.
And that's absolutely true. And it's so rare when somebody is grateful that you feel so good. I mean, it lasts for days.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, when they are grateful to you. So I try to be grateful to people when they've helped me because I know how good I feel.
Yeah,
and,
me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I
think it's important.
It makes me feel really good when somebody says thank you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate what you did for me. That
right.
makes me feel good.
Right.
And it makes me recognize that my purpose here, as I mentioned earlier, is to be of service to others in addition to anything that I might seek for myself.
Right, right. Huh? And as we go forward and we're doing things to make things happen, we do help people because somehow or another they cross our path.
That's right. And sometimes we don't even realize that we've helped
right.
them. They just learn from the power of example.
Right.
Yeah.
And we see that, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it really, really is. And so I just feel that most people walk around without thinking about the good things that are being given them and complain about everything that they don't have, which if they complain about it, they're never going to get it.
Right.
If they just be quiet and be appreciative of what they have, more will be added on to them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Shall we go to our next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 334, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hey, this is Shakira again.
Hi.
From Alabama.
How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to tell Ada Marie, thank you. When I called 2 weeks ago, she told me that someone would be contacting me about work, and I actually did go see a lady today, and she wants me to come in Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, but I have self-esteem issues. I just called in, but I do have self-esteem issues and social anxiety. I don't like to be around people. And I was just wondering how this job, would I do good with this job with the things that I'm suffering with? And also,
are you suffering because you don't want to be around people, or are you suffering because you don't feel good?
It's both because I feel like I'm in a position where I'm forced to be around people. Now that I have children, I have to be around people. You know what I mean? Because they're about to be starting school.
Right. And you
yes.
don't want to be able to be around and be joyous with your children around people?
It's not that. The things that I went through, it was a mess before they came, before they even got here.
Yeah, but that's history. That's the lessons you've already learned. What you're doing now is today something new and different, and you're going forward. So
yes,
we've all gone through some pretty bad situations, but we have taken the lesson and dropped the rest of that junk and went forward, and that's all you do. You just drop that nastiness and jump out and be positive and happy. And forget the rest of it. Forget that crap. What they did or said, or actually, if you really realize it, what some people do when they tear people down is they're telling you about themselves, and they're using your name.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Don't ever forget that. Whenever they're talking about somebody else, they're talking about themselves. They're just using somebody else's name.
Have you ever considered that, Sarah?
Yes, I have, and it's just so it's been so difficult just trying
it's not
to get
easy.
Into that.
It's not easy.
Yes,
the answer is simple, but it's not easy, is it, Ada Marie?
Right. No, no. The answer is very simple, but you have to meditate on it and get out of it what you need to get out of it, so you're not feeling in the dumps because somebody did something. Whatever they did or said, they're the ones who's going to pay for it, not you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank
you,
ma'am. Ask another
you're
question.
You're taking it on and punishing yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. You don't need to do that, honey.
I wanted
any
to know about love. Yes, love.
Oh, okay.
That's all I want.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see anything for love?
What's your question?
She wonders if you see anything along the lines of loving relationship for her in her future.
Well, there's a number of loving relationships in her future. She just is pushing them away by making statements because she doesn't know for sure that that's what she wants. That's what's going on. She has a lot of people that would be fond to be around her and do things with her, but she kind of pushes them away.
She does that with, she's looking for a primary love relationship. Does she do that with regard to that too?
With everything she does, so that she isn't tied to anybody. Mm. She's like keeping herself free from having any close relationship. And that's what
but
she
I really
wants
do
more
want
than
one.
Anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I do.
Then you've got to appreciate it and work with it. When somebody is nice to you, you got to realize that they don't have an ulterior motive. They are there because they like you. You didn't invite them. They came and they like you. So you yourself, well, gee, that's nice. But instead of that, you're saying, well, why me? Why do they like me? What did I ever do? I mean, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm-hmm. But
does
do you
that
see
make
a time
any
frame? I don't.
Huh?
I mean, yes, it does. I was asking, did she see a time frame or someone that I may need to be looking out for that would be right for me to invest time in, you know?
Now, wait a minute. I just heard the word that's caused you the problem. You want to be sure they would be right. Well, everybody's right in one way or another. Everybody. Me, the man on the other end of the microphone, we're all okay, but we might not be okay in the perimeters that you want us to be okay. So maybe you better think about how you are expressing to have the right kind of people around you.
What about making the list?
Yeah, making the list. That's a good plan.
Can you tell her how to do that?
Yeah, you sit down with a pencil and paper, and you write out all the things that you know about yourself, everything you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you get that done and you read it about 10 times and fixed it about 70 times, then you can write one about the kind of person you want to have a relationship with. And write that out very carefully and change it and fix it and fix it and change it until you get it right. And then guess what? That person will probably show up in the meantime.
Okay.
I had two people that came to my class. I taught a class in that in California. It was a huge class. And they were over in Hawaii. They had both gone. They didn't know each other. They had gone to Hawaii and they happened to meet somewhere, and they were having a lunch, and because they just met, they were having lunch, and they started talking about relationships, and she said to him, Well, I took a class and I wrote out the relationship I think I would like to have, and this lady told me to write it and rewrite it. He looked at her and he reached in his pocket and his jacket pocket and he said, "Did the list look like this one?" And they had both been to my classes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they ended up married, and they are the sweetest couple, and they have two of the sweetest children. And they've been married now, 28 years? So, you know, it pays attention to be honest with yourself. That's the key. Be honest with yourself. Don't write something pie in the sky that you couldn't even live up to. Write something honest with yourself.
Yes,
I've got a challenge for you, Shakira.
Okay.
Make the list.
Mm-hmm.
Call us back and then ask Ada Marie for the time frame. What do you think about that, Ada Marie? Because she was asking what the time frame is for her to find somebody.
Well, once you get the list written, there would be a reason for setting a time frame.
Right, right.
Okay.
You don't have to read the list out loud.
No.
You have to just make the list and work with it until it's right for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Not somebody
I'll
else, but for you. Okay?
And call us back when you've written the list, and then Ada Marie will give you an answer.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much.
Yeah, you don't have to read it to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Just call me back. I can look at your auric field and tell you.
Shakira, I can tell you're a beautiful person, but I'm trying to think of the word I want to use. I don't think you think highly enough of yourself.
I don't.
No,
I've been abused. I've been abused since I was a little girl. I mean, I was sexually abused by my stepdad.
Listen, a lot of us have been abused, but you know what you do with that abuse? I'll tell you what you do with it. And I'm a victim of that, so I can tell you. You take that abuse. And you look at it and look at everything you have learned from it, everything you had to go through to be able to survive through that situation. And as you do that, you see what a fabulous, fabulous person you are. And you've never given yourself credit for it.
You know, Shakira, Ada Marie was stabbed 27 times and pronounced dead. And she came back to tell her story. And, honey, you can walk through that curtain, too. You know, I think what Ada Marie said is so true. You need to come and appreciate the wonderful woman that you are today. And say a prayer for yourself and for your perpetrator, because they're just a sick person.
Right.
You know, they need help too, but nobody has the right to abuse anybody else. And a lot of times abuse victims blame themselves for the abuse, and you did not cause any of it.
No, and a lot of the little kids that get beaten when they're born to parents who, fathers who beat them, or whatever they're getting beaten for, they are not at fault. And it leaves terrible marks on them, and it leaves terrible memories.
Yeah.
And I worked with a lot of them, and I said, what was the one thing you learned in all of that life, that 11 years, what was the one thing you learned? And they had all kinds of answers. But the one answer that always surprised me was when a boy or a girl would say, I don't ever want to hurt anybody. That's amazing.
I think that people that have been abused develop great capacities for compassion for other people because they know what it's like to have been hurt.
Right.
And that opens their hearts. But you need to open it especially towards yourself, Shakira. And Ada Marie talked about it earlier. And that is looking in the mirror and saying, I like you so you can like me.
You look in the mirror and say, I like me so you can.
So you're
looking at yourself and you're talking to yourself. I like me so you can. You're looking in the mirror at those eyes. And you like her because you can like her.
Yeah.
And therefore, you like yourself, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Well,
yes,
then
ma'am.
Just practice. Practice.
I do
just
that
just
every
practice.
Day, Shakira. You'll be amazed at the results.
It is amazing.
And you can call us back anytime. We're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd be glad to hear about your progress on any of the things that are going on in your life.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're
welcome.
Expression of God, Shakira. Just work on affirming that you are perfect just as you are.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Are you all right now?
Okay.
Take good care. God bless.
Yes.
You know, I feel so much for people that have been abused, and I think the advice you gave is absolutely wonderful. I have friends that were horribly abused from the time, their earliest memories, and it's just so hard to let go of that.
Well, it is, because unless they learn, the only way you can let go, and I too was able to let go because I learned something.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it and I said, okay, I learned this and I learned this and I learned this, and I just learned so much because I couldn't, I was helpless.
Right.
You're helpless, so you better be paying attention so when you can crawl out of that mess, you don't create it again.
Yeah.
Some other way.
That's right, yeah. That does happen to a lot of victims. They continue to invite that kind of experience into their lives.
Right. They don't even realize how they're doing it.
That's right. We need to break the pattern, and the way to do that is to learn to love yourself and
accept
yourself and say no more. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, our next caller has been patiently holding on for the last 20 minutes, and that's area code 702. And I'm bringing you live. You are live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking
my call. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope you're having a good, great day as well.
Thank you. We are.
Yes.
Awesome.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie, Craig?
Yes, I do. Currently, right now, I'm in transitioning from work and going back to school along with my wife. However, I have some financial concerns in this endeavor, and I just want to know, how does she see my finances working out within the next year for me?
Did you get that, Ada Marie?
I got part of it. It's about his finances.
Yeah, that's his main concern. He's in transition now from work to school.
Mm.
And he's married, as I understand it. Is that right, Craig?
Yes.
And he's concerned about his finances, and he's wondering what you see for his future along those lines.
Well, if he's married, and I'm sure if he is, he has a wife, and she's probably working. And they're, you know, they're doing what everybody does as they go through class and stuff like that. You're skimping along to make it happen and taking any odd jobs on a weekend that you can do to make a little bit extra. I'm sure that's what's happening with him, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
He's in school now, and I don't know if he has time to do that or not. What about that, Craig?
Right now, both me and my wife are unemployed. However, she'll be working September 1st, and I'll be having difficulty finding a job because of my school schedule.
Okay. Did you say your wife is unemployed?
Yeah.
Okay. Currently, his wife is unemployed, and because of his school schedule, he's finding it difficult to find any work.
I bet he is.
Yeah. What do you see for his future, Ada Marie?
He is very determined, so I can tell you, no matter what he faces, he'll walk through it. This boy is determined, and he knows he can do it, and he will. And he will succeed. That's what I see.
Okay.
Do you have another follow-up question, Craig, or are you satisfied with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with it. That's very encouraging. That's always been the case with me whenever I was in tough situations in the past. Or even the present right now, I've always found myself out of it, and so it's refreshing to hear that remains the case, that will remain the case going forward, so that's good. I guess there's no follow-up. that kind of answers it there.
You will succeed.
Ada Marie sees things very clearly, Craig, and it comes from training that goes way back to her childhood. And she's helped a lot of people around the world. So you can take it to the bank that what she says is going to come to pass for you.
I believe it.
You just know it, and it'll happen.
Craig, do you have a topic that you'd like her to discuss? Because we have time left during the show, and we don't have any other callers. If there's some topic you'd like to hear her discuss, or Shakira, if you have a topic, I can come back and check with you. We'd welcome one.
Manifestation.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Let's go with that. Manifestation, Ada Marie. What do you want to say about that?
Oh, I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Manifestation is a thought that becomes a thing, just like the table sitting in front of you was a thought in somebody's head, and it became a thing. And if you think of things straight away, they will manifest in your life, and they may not manifest this week, but they will. And sometimes I've seen students, I've talked to numbers of students, and they say, "Well, we're struggling. We don't have enough money to get through." I said, "That's not true. You got plenty of money. All you got to do is know that you have it, and it's there when you need it, not sitting in a pile waiting for you to pick it up. But when you have need of it, it's right there." And somebody said, "What are you talking about?" And then a little tiny girl, about, she couldn't have been more than 4 foot tall, she said, "I've gone all the way through junior college, and I've gone all the way through all of this, and I've got my," whatever that degree was she had, and she said, "What she is telling you is the truth, because my mom took us kids when my dad died, and she worked, and we managed by doing exactly what she said. We saw it manifest. We knew it would come. We knew that it would come. If the rent had to come, we knew it would come. And my mother said, we just have to pray. We have to just know it's going to be here." And to this day, I still do that, she said, and everybody in the room was shocked. But boy, I tell you, she spoke so hard that everybody they couldn't answer her. But it was true. It'll manifest. If you see it manifest and you hold the manifestation, it will come.
I like that, and I believe it.
It's true.
That's been my experience. I'll tell you, I went through a really rough time 14 years ago, but I did not give up any thought that God would not provide for me. And I had lost my job and was about to run out of my leave time. And I didn't know where, in fact, I paid my bills for the month. I had $40 left for groceries, and I didn't know where the money would come from after that. But I believed that God would provide for me. And sure enough, I was granted a new income the very week that I finished those groceries. In fact, not only did I not only did I get that income, but somebody bought me 4 bags of groceries the day earlier in the day before I knew I had more income, and I just wept because I was so moved by this person's generosity, and even more so by the fact that God was proving to me that He took care of me each step of the way.
Right, and He does.
Yeah,
He does do that.
Yeah, yeah, He does.
There's no question about it. I just, everybody says, well, what's the matter with you? Why do you, I said, I don't go around talking about God because that's private. That's
right.
My private life. But I will tell you, if you need to get help, don't go to a friend who has money. Sit down in a chair and have a chat with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that chat with God will change your life immediately, and you will have whatever you need.
Well, I think that you just made another important point, and that is to appreciate the value of God in your life, but not push it down anybody else's throat. However, if they come to you for advice, under those circumstances, you can tell them what works for you, and that putting God first is the most important thing you can do.
It is. It is.
Well,
you know, and it just, I can't even imagine anybody that could live in this world and not know God. I can't even imagine it.
Well, it's hard to conceive of, but I've met people like that.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh.
I think the other thing I wanted to say was that when you talked about thoughts being things, it reminded me of how you always talk about the importance of keeping a positive attitude. And
right.
That means positive thinking and holding this knowing that good things shall come to pass. Maybe not in the time frame that you're looking for, but that they will come to pass.
They do come to pass. They don't always slide in as you want them to, but they're there, and when the time is right, they'll appear.
Wow.
And they will appear, no question.
I was taught to, when I pray, to pray for this or something better.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or what, like Grandma says, just pray for what you have need of and give thanks for what you have need of, like you already have it.
Yep.
And it'll come.
Yeah, yeah. That's an important point. And it also reminds me of something connected to self-esteem that's important. And that is to practice affirmations. But when you practice them by claiming what you wish to possess as if you possessed it now.
This minute.
Yeah, this minute. For instance, if you want to believe that you are a worthy child of God, then say, I am a beloved child of God, and I am worthy. And believe it. Believe it.
Right.
Saying it till you believe it. You know, or even
know it.
Just be willing. Yeah, to know it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I don't know, Ada Marie. I don't have anything else to talk about today. I don't know if you want to add to the subject of manifestation.
Well, manifestation is, you know what it is? It's bringing something into your presence that you can use or you can share or you can do something with that is positive. That's what manifestation is. you can, people are not going to go around and be able to manifest guns and stuff because they can't do it, because God isn't going to let them do it. They can go out and get them, and they can do all that crap they do, but they pay the price in the end result. So if you're gonna do something positive, and then the price will be very rewarding in the end result.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's important to keep in mind. We could touch base with Shakira and see if she has a topic that she'd like to have us talk about. She's still on the line.
Okay.
Shakira, is there a topic you'd like Ada Marie to talk about?
No, sir. I was just listening.
Well, thank you for listening. And once again,
are you enjoying the show?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to meet somebody that loves me. That's all.
You will meet somebody. You'll see. When you least expect it.
Yes, ma'am.
Probably when you wish you'd had your hair done, but you'll meet him anyway.
That's too funny. Well, do call us back, Shakira.
I am.
Okay. God bless.
Yeah. All right. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was a wonderful show, Ada Marie.
I thought it was good. I thought it was helpful to people.
Yes, I do too. I believe that that you help a lot of people through this show. You certainly have gotten that kind of feedback. I've heard that over and over from callers, and
yeah.
I just want to let you know how grateful I am for your wisdom, because I learn a lot from you too.
Well, I want you to know how grateful I am. I'm working with you because you make it so easy to be able to open up a subject and help me carry it through. And that's an important part of being able to help people, is to have, you know, we both have something to offer it. And in the offering from the both of us, everybody gets wisdom.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing. I mean, the usual way to get wisdom is through your own life experience, and that's probably the best way, but you don't always have to do it the hard way.
No.
It's not to say that it's easy, but you can learn from other people's experiences if you put that into action and see that it does indeed lead you in a positive life direction.
Yes, you can, and most people should do that, because there's so much that if we live to be a million years old, we'd never get it all.
No, we would not. No.
No.
You're right. Absolutely. It's more than we can possibly conceive of or assimilate, you know. But we can pick up a lot of tips along the way, and if we put them into practice, we can make our lives a lot easier.
When we put them in the room with somebody.
What's that?
When we put these tips into practice, we're sharing them with somebody.
That's right. Yeah, we are. And other people. Other people will see how they benefit us, and they'll want to do the same thing.
Right. They'll do it for somebody else.
That's right. The power of example.
Right. That's what it's about.
Well, I wish you a wonderful week, and we'll look forward to next Wednesday, same time.
Same time, same station, and I'm looking forward. It's so good to work with you. I just enjoy it so much.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well,
I'll be looking for Wednesday. Okay.
Take care and God bless.
And God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.